Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Get expert advice from your friendly healthcare team at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
So Horizon, an American saga, opened in cinemas this weekend, and this is Kevin Costner keeping the Western genre alive. It's a new $100 million epic. And Irish people do love a good Western, and no one more so than John Kelleher, producer and former Irish film censor, who joins me now. You're very welcome, John.
Thanks, Brendan.
Why do Irish people love Westerns so much, do you think?
Gosh, I'm not sure we love them more than other countries. We probably do. But maybe it's the idea of the pioneering spirit. Not so sure about that. But there's an affinity, perhaps, you know, between the notion that in the Western, so many of the themes relate to aspects of justice and the fight between kind of the frontier on the one hand and civilization on the other, and our history, if you like. There's probably some parallels. And of course, so many Irish people ended up on that frontier, you know, on one side or another, in one way or another. So I think there's plenty of affinity there.
And you've already seen Horizon. We'll get to that in a minute, but we'll work our way up to it. So when did Westerns begin, and what was your first Western as a kid?
They began actually officially 120 years ago, believe it or not. I think the first official Western was called The Great Train Robbery, 1903. And then there was a plethora of Westerns made over the next three or four decades. But they reached their height in the period, the 20 years, if you like, between the mid-40s and the mid-60s. And then they went into a kind of a slope. My first one, I can't remember the name of it. I just remember going to see a Western and being absolutely amazed by all these horses. It was a genuine black and white horse opera.
The landscape is a huge part of it as well, isn't it? That vast, open, big country, open sky and all that. You've incidentally travelled to a lot of those places where they make them, haven't you? And you've seen that kind of big country.
Yeah, I have. I've been, as many have, to Arizona, to Wyoming, to Montana, to, you know, what were those kind of, they were called territories before they were states. And they are, as you say, they're stunning landscapes. I mean, one redeeming quality of Horizon is the landscapes. They are fantastic.
Okay, yeah. Got it for falling back on the landscapes of Horizon.
Yeah.
So that's the kind of great mythic romantic American landscape and everything. Tell me about the spaghetti Westerns then, which kind of did re-energise the Western genre for a while.
It certainly did. I mean, they were called spaghetti Westerns for obvious reasons. They were Italian. They were directed by, most of them, by Sergio Leone. And they were actually shot in Spain, near Almeria in Spain. And they didn't cost very much. And they were brilliantly conceived and made, and they had they incorporated many of the themes of the classic Western themes, which is like the ruthless gunslinger,
right,
versus the kind of hero. Although in the spaghetti Westerns, the heroes were often quite flawed, and emerged from that Clint Eastwood, very kind of often a flawed sort of character. Central character, leading person, but not necessarily a good man. Nobody was very good in those Westerns. They also had, of course, the Ennio Morricone themes, which were just fantastic. So you had like the good, the bad and the ugly, and A Fistful of Dollars. Like, his themes for both of those films were just superb.
Yeah. So the leading man character then, so that's interesting you say that he became this flawed figure, but who did the right thing in the end. Like, it's a particular type, and even a type of actor, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yeah. I mean, he did the right thing at the end by shooting the bad guy, but he wasn't such a good guy himself, and that makes it very interesting.
Yeah, yeah. And in terms of the type of man then, a certain look and everything?
Oh, yeah. Definitely. I mean, you had like the sort of the classic heroes in the American Westerns, you know, which were people like Alan Ladd in Shane, or Gary Cooper in High Noon, Randolph Scott in a bunch of movies, John Wayne, of course, you know, who absolutely dominated the landscape in every way, who was, I think it was in 7 John Ford movies. John Ford made about 15 Western movies, including what many say would be the greatest Western of all time, The Searchers, but also Stagecoach and like The Man Who Shot Liberty Valance and My Darling Clementine. Wonderful films.
What would you say are the great ones?
I suppose they're more my personal favourites, because there mightn't be, other people mightn't agree with them being great, but mine would be definitely those classics like Shane or High Noon. Also, 3:10 to Yuma. I love The Magnificent Seven, the original one, not the remake.
Okay.
And also the original.
The original Yul Brynner in them, is it?
Exactly. Yeah. And Steve McQueen, amazing cast, and James Coburn. I liked Butch Cassidy. I liked The Big Country. I loved Dances with Wolves, a Kevin Costner film. And more recently, because the Western surfaces every now and again, you know, people, directors have a yen to make a Western, you know, and a brilliant Western, which I've seen 3 times, which was only made about 10 or 12, 15 maybe years ago, is Hell and High Water. Did you see that?
No.
Wonderful. And interestingly, it is written by, not directed by, it's directed by David McKenzie, written by Taylor Sheridan, who is the creator of Yellowstone.
Okay.
And who actually appears in Yellowstone. He's an actor as well as a writer, director. But it's a remarkable, it's a wonderful film, starring Jeff Bridges.
Okay, I'm actually probably a bit prejudiced against Westerns, but you're talking now and I'm thinking I need to give them more of a go. The modern ones, I presume the gender politics and the race politics are better than, like, they were of their time, a lot of the classic Westerns, weren't they?
Yeah, they were totally politically incorrect in today's terms in the classic Westerns, in many cases. But the more recent ones kind of address that, and they look at that. They look at it with a different lens.
Okay, and this is in terms of the Native Americans, I presume,
exactly.
A big issue there.
Exactly.
Yeah. So listen, Kevin Costner. So you're obviously a big fan.
I'm a huge fan of Kevin Costner. I've loved Yellowstone. I loved Dances with Wolves. I hated Horizon.
Really?
I saw it yesterday afternoon, and I have to say, I knew that there had been mixed vibes, you know, and mixed critical kind of reaction, and so I wasn't expecting, you know, it to be a pushover.
Okay, yeah,
but
yeah.
I love Westerns so much, and I like Kevin Costner so much, that I was thinking this isn't going to be as bad as they say. It was worse. It's a complete jumble. It's got things in it that are almost laughable, like Costner himself doesn't make an appearance until about an hour in, and he is just wooden. It's poorly directed. He directs it. The script is awful. There's no coherent narrative, as opposed to, say, Yellowstone, you know, which he stars
in. Tell me about Yellowstone, because a lot of people mightn't have watched it. It's on Paramount, I think, isn't it, is where you can
Paramount
get it for
Plus,
sure. And there's 4 or 5 seasons of it, yeah.
Yes, something like, is it 5 seasons? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it is. And then, of course, it's...
And what is it?
It's a Western, because it's kind of set in Wyoming or Montana, actually. And it's about a kind of a land baron and his family and people's attempts to encroach in different ways upon his land and his attempts to fight back. So it's kind of a later cowboy. It's not set in the sort of period that the classic
Peak Wild West, like.
It's much more recent in that sense. But it's got wonderful, wonderful stories, excellent cast, and each episode is self-contained, but you really enjoy. We binged quite a bit. It's got that quality. I loved it.
Okay, and so Costner is in that, obviously, but Horizon is no connection to it. But it kind of seems to be, in a way, is being viewed as being
I suppose it's the Costner connection.
Yeah.
But I mean, and he's always wanted to make this film that he's you know,
not a film, four of them.
Four, I should say. Yeah, he's actually shot two. The one that I saw yesterday, that's now on release, and the second one is coming out in, I think, about 6 or 8 weeks, and that's called Chapter Two. That's already finished, so yeah. I can't see how it's going to be any better.
Oh, good God, but they're in now.
The chances of him making Chapter Three and Chapter Four are slim to.
Yeah,
you know.
Lots of people coming in with their best westerns. Tombstone and The Quick and the Dead are marvelous westerns, says Mal. One of the most moving books I've ever read, Empire of the Summer Moon, the true story which The Searchers is based on, says Dee from Cork. Has your guest seen Deadwood? Absolutely brilliant. And Deadwood actually completely re-energised the whole western scene, didn't it?
Deadwood is, if I had to pick one western, now it's TV and it's it's three seasons, Deadwood. It is superb. What it does so brilliantly is that it shows how a society in the wilderness, if you like, emerges, and all the things, like, it starts with a camp, you know, two miners in a tent,
yeah,
and it turns into all the things that a town and a community need, you know, all the, like, doctors have to come, there has to be hospitals, schools, and you see that society emerging with all of the problems and the conflicts that it faces.
And what a thin veneer civilization is, John, isn't it? We're always close to the edge. John Kelleher, thank you very much. We'll take a break.